We continue on the first white line on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph by Gufa. Gufa Amar Rav, Tinok Ben Yomo Osa Yayin Nesach. We mentioned before, statement of Rav, that a one-day-old baby born to idolaters, if he touches wine belonging to a Jew, that wine can become Yayin Nesach. Now, what we delineated before is that the wine touched by the infant would only be prohibited to drink, but it would be permitted to benefit from. But that's the statement from Rav which we want to analyze. Eisvei Rav Simi Bar Achiya LaRav. So Rav Simi Bar Achiya is going to challenge Rav to show that Rav is incorrect from the following Tosefta. Halokeach Avanim min ha'ovdei kochavim, shemalav lo tavlu, v'chein b'nei ha'shvachos shemalav lo tavlu, rokon u'midrasan b'shuk tamei, v'amri la tahor. So the first part of the Tosefta is not germane to our conversation, but we'll discuss it nevertheless. If a person purchases Canaanite slaves from an idolater, and then they underwent a bris, while they were now in the ownership and the possession of the Jewish owner, but they didn't do the tefillah, so they weren't fully Jewish. Because when you purchase when you purchase an eved kanani, they go through a conversion automatically. But here he didn't finish the process. He didn't have the conversion yet, the immersion yet. And similarly, bnei shvachos are the children of maidservants who themselves didn't go. The Canaanite maidservants who were living in the Jewish, the home of a Jewish owner, who themselves didn't go through the conversion yet, and then they had a child. So their child was never exposed to Avodah Zarah because they're living in the home of a Jewish owner, but nevertheless, it was a child that also was circumcised, but didn't go through with the immersion yet. So rokon umidrasan b'shuk tamei v'armi l'tor. So there's a machlokas in girsos, whether their spit and their midras, whatever they rest on or they lay on, does that transmit ritual impurity? It's not deraisa. Deraisa and Ovid Kachavim doesn't transmit that type of tumah, but midrabanan, the rabbi said, they transmit tumah. And others say no, that it actually does not. The rabbis didn't enact tumah in that case. But anyhow, so that's the first part of the discussion. But now we get to our point. Yeinan, what about the wine of these Canaanite slaves that became Jews, became owned under the possession of Jews, who didn't go through the immersion, but they had the milah, or the bnei shvachos that only did the milah? What about their wine? Says the Tosefta, gedolim osim yayin nesach, ketanim ein osin yayin nesach. Only the children over bar mitzvah make the wine yayin nesach. The younger ones don't. Ve'elohen gedolim elohen ketanim. So I said that one is over bar mitzvah, one's not, but the Tosefta actually clarifies what is considered a gadol and what is considered a katan. Gedolim yodin betiv avodas kochavim umisham sheha. Gedolim are those children who understand what idolatry is about and all the other mishamshin, all the other pieces, the support for the avodas kochavim. And a katan is someone who's einan yodin betiv avodas kochavim umisham sheha, someone who's not familiar with idol worship. But nevertheless, ketanim yas, gedolim in ketanim lo. The Tosefta clearly says that ketanim do not create yayin esach if they touch wine belonging to a Jew. Yet Rav said that a tinok ben yomo makes wine yayin esach. So how can Rav argue with the Tosefta? Now Tosos points out, well, what do you mean? That's not a question. We have a good answer already. We already gave the answer before that when the one-day-old infant makes the wine, yayin nesach, that's only with regards to drinking, not with regards to getting benefit. So in this Tosefta, when it says that the katan doesn't make the wine, yayin nesach, we can simply say that is referring to getting benefit from it. But certainly, for drinking it, it would be a problem. And then you can say that the Rav is not contradictory, so why don't we give that answer? Tosfos asks. And then Tosfos comes up with different reasons as to why we don't give that answer, but it seems like the question is a little bit stronger than the answer, but nevertheless, the Gemara decided not to ask, not to resolve the problem that way. Just said that was a problem. A question on Rav's position. Clearly, the wine of a katan, of an idolater, does not make the yayin nesach. So the Gemara says, so how do you resolve this question? So how does Rav answer this question? So Rav will answer, Tirgama abnei shvachos. You know what you could do? No, you can say that last case, when it's talking about the status of wine, that wasn't talking about an Oved Kochavim who was purchased by a Canaanite slave that was purchased by a Jew from idolaters, which would follow into Rav's case of a classic case of an idolater over bar mitzvah or under bar mitzvah. No, rather the case of wine is only talking about the bnei shvachos. It's a child who was always living in the house of a Jew, was raised in the house of a Jew, just didn't start the process of becoming Jewish because his mother never finished the process of becoming Jewish by doing an immersion. And therefore, if we say that the Tosefta, when we're talking about wine, is referring to Bnei Shvachos, we can say, oh yeah, by Bnei Shvachos, the Yayin is not Asur at all. But with regards to a regular case of an Obed Kochavim, who was purchased, so that would be like the earlier case, that a Tinok Ben Yomo, that a one-day-old baby who was born to idolaters can make Yayin Nesach. So therefore, that's a possible way to resolve the contradiction as well. However, the Gemara says that's not a great way to resolve the contradiction. Havachin Kamar, if you read the Tosefta carefully, it seems to equate the two cases. One is purchasing an Eved from an Ovid Kochavim, and Vechein Bnei Hashvachos. So they seem to have the same halachic equivalency here. So how can you separate the two? The Gemara says, yeah, Arokan Umidrasan. No, when are they equivalent? When are they the same? They're the same with regards to their halachic status of their spit or their midras. That's their same. But with regards to yayin, their halachic status is different. Bnei shvachos were going to be more lenient, and regular Ovid Kochavim will be more strict. But the Gemara says, hold on a second. Here you're going to say that the vechein is only going on the roke and the midrash, it's not going on the wine. Hanicha lemand amr tameh. That only works according to the opinion that says that their spit and their midras is tameh. But if you, according to the opinion, it says that their roke and the medrash is tahor, well then, what exactly are you doing here? There's no reason to mention both cases of bnei shvachos and a regular ovid kachavim. If their roke and medrash is tahor, then why are you bringing them in? What's the point of mentioning them for the second one? Because once we know that their roke and medrash are mutter, their tahor, then why bring them down if you're going to only show that at the end the other one is different? It's not necessary. So clearly, it seems to be that both cases are the Ovid Kochavim and the Bnei Shvachos have the same halakhic status, which means that all their yayin becomes yayin ezach, and you're left with a question on Rav. But the Gemara answers, no, Hakamash Malan, Avadim Dumya de Bnei Shvachos. No, we do need to equate the two of Avadim and Bnei Shvachos, even though their halachic status is similar, but it's to tell you as follows. Ma Bnei Shvachos Malu V'lo Tavlu Hudos in Yayin Esach, Malu V'tavlu Lo, just like with regards to Bnei Shvachos. These children who grew up in a Jewish home, whose mother was a maidservant for a Jewish family, just like the Bnei Shvachos, if they had the Mila, just didn't do the Tefila, their Yayin would still be Yayin Esach, but if they did a Mila and a Tefila, it wouldn't be Yayin Esach because they'd be fully Jewish. Af Avadim Kain, so too would the halachic status for Avadim be as well. You need the Mila and Tefila so that the Yayin is not Yayin Esach, otherwise only one, their wine is still Yayin Esach. So why is this important to mention? It seems obvious. The Gemara says, "La'afuki mid Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel." This comes to exclude Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel's ruling. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel halokeach avadim mina ovdei kochavim af apisha malu v'tavlu osin yayin nesach atchetishke avodas kochavim mipihem. That says Rav Nachman that even if you purchase an eved and he goes through a mila and a tefila, he's still not considered fully Jewish, and his yayin can still be yayin nesach until the concepts, the words of avodah zara disappears from his mouth. So it's an additional level after the mila and the tefila. So Kamash Malan, to teach us otherwise, Kamash Malan Delo, so this Tosefta is teaching us that B'nai Shvachos and the Eved Kachavim are exactly the same. You don't need this idea from Rav Nachman. So therefore, we have a way to now resolve the question for Rav to say that the Tinok Ben Yomo is talking about an Eved Kachavim, the Yayin Nesach, the case of the Yayin Nesach is talking about B'nai Shvachos, and the reason why the two were equated in the Tosefta, even though it wasn't necessary to bring the case of the Ovid Kachavim, is to tell you that halachically their status is exactly the same. So we were able to defend Rav and Rav's rule of Tinok Ben Yomo, Osa Yayin Nesach, that the one-day-old baby, an Ovid Kachavim, who touches wine owned by a Jew, he can make that yayin yayin nesach, but again, only for drinking. The Jewish owner can still derive benefit from the wine.